I do remember seeing that with some people, some speculation that, you know, they're trying to signal the, hey, we're interested in the job after Powell.
That's what it looked like to me. Exactly. Right. That's what I was trying to hint at without coming out and saying.
Longtime fans of the show should be familiar with the lender formerly known as Sue Pullen, and I'm pleased to announce that she's back, fresh off a rebrand and ready to help as Sue Mackey. Sue is a certified mortgage advisor at Fairway Independent Mortgage, an equal housing lender who focuses on finding the right product for you and your needs. She has over 20 years of experience helping thousands of homeowners. Whether it's purchasing, refinancing, or even a reverse mortgage, Sue will help. Sue's licensed in 36 states now, so reach out and let Sue Mackey it happen for you. The best way to reach her is to just give her a call at 520-977-7904 or in an email, spullen@fairwaymc.com. Fairway Independent Mortgage has an MLS number of 2289. Sue Mackey has an MLS number of 206048. That email again, spullen@fairwaymc.com. And that phone number is 520-977-7904. Shoot Sue an email and let her know she needs to update that address.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Disclaimer time. This is where I tell everyone to lighten up. It's just a podcast. Trading is like that roller coaster at the amusement park. Thrilling, unpredictable, and potentially stomach-churning. What works for one person might leave another clutching their hat in the wind. Our hosts and guests, they're awesome, knowledgeable, full of insights, but we're not financial advisors. So don't rush to make any investment decisions based solely on our banter. Always consult with a professional or do your own research. Plus, let's face it, we like to have fun, laugh, enjoy the trading ride together. It's all in the name of good podcasting fun. So remember, take it easy, don't bet the farm, and keep your seatbelts on at all times. Thank you for listening.
Did you bring enough gum for the whole class, Kyle?
Actually, I did, but I don't know how I'm going to shove it through the microphone. Luckily, this is a small class. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the China Shop, home of the Band of Traders podcast. My name is Kyle. Joining us the shop tonight, we have shopkeeper Dan returning with us.
Hello.
We got a big old teddy bear joining us, too. How are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, you're doing fantastic. Can't speak for bear, though.
Dan, do we?
Yeah.
Do we have a little delay from you, Dan?
A delay from me?
Yeah.
I think there might be a little bit of delay between us.
All this space between us, man.
No, I think it was, we were just debating about who was going to answer when or answer first. I think that's what it was.
Fair enough. All right, you guys do every freaking time we do that.
We weren't expecting the question. I don't know. I mean, I'm doing pretty good. I get on a plane Sunday to go to Vegas for 10 days.
Oh, so wow.
It's summer camp time.
Is it the hacking camp? Is that the
Hacker summer camp? Yep, Black Hat, DEF CON, the whole joy.
Nice, dude. Nice, dude. Also, can we just take a moment too? I don't know, Dan, if you're on Twitter, if you or X or whatever it's called these days.
Not at all. Not in the slightest.
Bear posted a really beautiful picture of a well-groomed box that passed inspection today. Dude, that thing was gorgeous. I gotta say, man, that was a really good looking electrical box, though.
Nice. You said that was your... That was Wednesday.
That was your first?
That was my first house one. I used to do industrial automation boxes back in the 90s.
Okay, I was gonna say that was not a first attempt.
No,
all the perfect 90 degree bends and there's no double taps.
Yeah. I got trained by a master electrician back in the 90s when I was doing the industrial automation boxes, and he was the one that got me doing the whole like hard 90s. And and then after that, you know, I've many decades of IT. I don't know how many server rooms and server racks I've wired, and I'm always pretty anal about those. So.
I forget you have the IT background. Yeah, of course. Those IT guys are usually pretty. I remember that. Dan, do you remember the vault that we had at my the house I grew up in? Where was that? Northern Tucson?
No, it may surprise you to learn. I never saw the family vaults.
Oh, it's where Keith was a nerd like that. He wired up like his own like server room and the wiring job on it. He was so freaking
that.
Yeah. Yes.
That.
Yes.
Okay. The server room. Yeah. I remember the server room.
All the little buttons. Yeah.
Everywhere.
So funny.
I can't describe some of the companies that I've walked into, like in job interviews or especially when I was doing like consulting stuff. And you walk in and like this server room is just like this nightmare spaghetti ball of wires. And I'm like, oh, this is why you need to hire me. Okay. We're going to shut down for a weekend and I'm just going to yank every cable in here and redo it all.
Dan, you remember when you're dating Megan and they're having some issue in that house and we opened up the junction box and I was like, yeah, I'm not touching this.
Yeah.
I had some weird traction on that post actually, Kyle. I had some like random people I've never heard of, had no idea how they found it, like commenting going, oh, this is horrible, there's no labels on it, blah blah blah, and tag somebody off and somebody else is like, oh yeah, NEC US 2020, you have to have a label on every breaker, homeowner dependent, blah blah blah. I'm like, dude, look at the picture. There's no breakers installed. It's an empty box. I know. And there's labels.
All the wires are labeled. I know.
Every wire is labeled where it enters the box. And I'm like, okay. But, you know, and then I talked about it because it's this new Leviton box. All right, whatever. But I actually had Leviton. I didn't even tag him. And Leviton, like, found it on a search and, like, liked the post. I'm like, cool.
Oh, huh? That is cool. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, also it's like you don't label it how they would label it, and that's why you're wrong.
Well, normally the labels are on the side of the panel, like on the little spot.
Right, and the panel cover when I put it on there actually will have labels.
Right. The camco's not on there because it was getting inspected.
Well, that and there's no breakers.
That kind of helps too.
You know what? Yeah. I don't believe, Bear, that you are good at installing new breaker panels. So since you're coming to Vegas, I challenge you to install a new breaker panel at my home. Yeah, there you go.
I thought you were in Arizona. You back in Vegas?
I'm in Vegas. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, up in, I should say, down in Henderson. You should come see my show.
Oh, that's right. Yes. We will make plans. Sure. I almost forgot about that. Yes. We will make plans.
Absolutely. Yeah. Come. You're going to be showered with more food than you can eat.
No.
Yeah. It's tea time in Wonderland at the Electric Playhouse. Let me put a plug in for that.
Yeah. Absolutely. I am super excited.
Don't eat the cake.
I actually, believe it or not, I got a tip once of some mushroom infused taffy from a guest that was like, ooh. I ate this before the show and it was amazing. Here's some mushrooms as a tip. And I brought it home and I told my wife and she goes, you're not going to take drugs from a stranger, are you?
You are, Dad. I know you.
Definitely, I'm definitely going to take those drugs. I mean, not officially. If anyone in a you know legal capacity were listening right now, like I would never do illegal drugs. That would be ridiculous.
This is a story I don't remember happening. Of you showing up to my house trying to identify something that you found while cleaning somebody else's house up. Should I just try it and see what it does? Look, it's probably birth control. It looked like a Benadryl.
You know what that pill ended up being?
I feel like the VA actually funded PTSD studies using psilocybin. Wow. That's super exciting. So.
I've heard about that. What was it, Dan? What did it end up being?
It would end up being a morphine pill.
So you were right.
I disposed of it properly. I disposed of it in a proper and legal manner, and I did not have a great time doing it. I don't actually remember. That shit's pretty strong. I couldn't tell you.
All right, so I suppose explain what we're doing here today, since it's not a typical episode.
Since we're 7.5 minutes in and it's just riffing.
Right. So last week, we had a pretty heavy episode with Baba Bear and Rich Friesen joining us again. I thought maybe we'd just kind of unwind and have a little bit of a laid back, maybe talk about some of the crazy news stories we're seeing. Yeah, something easy, something light, you know?
Oh, shit. Does that exist? Sounds good.
I mean, we're kind of off to the right track. We're starting off well.
Yeah, we're definitely starting on the right track. There's no question about that.
Well, I know we can hang out just fine, but once we start talking about stock and business news, you got to work with what exists.
Fair enough.
I don't know. I mean, I wasn't paying much attention to news today, but the stuff that I did pay attention to was like, what?
Well, before we get into the news, let's talk about any show news or any news you guys got. Dan, you mentioned the show. Do you want to promote that or anything? Do you have any of those conferences too? With the book that you got going on, anything like that you want to shout out?
No, the website continues.
Is it up now?
It's definitely up. It's not 100% accurate because it's just like, I paid some guy to throw a website up and I didn't give him all the details. So I got to log in and like...
or like, the money.
I paid him. Well,
okay, good.
You know me. Let's rip him off.
You paid him in psilocybin.
He got to come to the show. Are you excited, Bear? It's going to be a good one. I just need to log in.
Service
it's
unscripted.
Like the phone number's not real, and it's the wrong email address, and it's not like photos and videos of me. Like, it's got like a fake quote from some lady or some person. And I'm like, okay, that quote and that person doesn't exist. But they're like placeholders because I was like, I want this style of website.
It's got like the full ipsum lorem, whatever, blah, 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 filler text.
Yeah. But instead of using the filler text, I don't know if he made AI examples or what. But like, it feels very real. But like, the data is not accurate at this moment. But yes. I did transition my management state. I'm now only acting at the Electric Playhouse so I can focus on my corporate speaking.
That's funny. I thought they ticed you back in.
They kept me as an actor. But I'm burnt out on management. I was the HR for the Vegas Place. I was everything, and like, I just can't do it anymore.
God, did you go to Coldplay?
Go to Coldplay? Yes, I went to Coldplay. I was caught on camera. I was caught on camera. It was embarrassing for us all.
I know. No one was more upset than me, Dan.
I let all the shareholders down.
All right. Bear, you got anything going on, dude?
No, I'm just getting ready for DEF CON next week. It's going to be fun.
Awesome.
It's always fun.
Well, only thing I got to share is we got Boston Blockchain kicking off. So we've been, we just launched. So this will be coming out next week. So we're recording this on the 1st. But this week, last week, goddamn, this is, let me start that over again. Last week, we launched Boston Blockchain Season 2. kicked off with 3 episodes. We'll be running those up through the event. Then we'll be recording like another 10 episodes at least while we're down there live at the event. So check that out over at our China Shop Productions website. I think you can also join the Discord. I posted links in there. One really interesting thing, and Bear, I know you're into like the cybersecurity world, and I actually had a really interesting conversation with Alec Harris about how like some of these scams work. But then after I got like really pissed off at all the scammers after like talking to him and like some of the crazy crap they do, like pretending you're tricking you into thinking you're kidnapped at a hotel, like some shit like that.
right.
Then I talked to Alex Ring, who is with this group called Operation Shamrock. And she informs me that the majority of these scammers are actually human trafficking victims.
I've heard that.
Okay.
It makes it very hard to be mad at them after that.
Oh, okay. So they get trafficked and the job they get forced into is crypto scamming?
Yeah. Instead of prostitution, they're stuck in these tiny little cubicles with like a little workstation.
Yeah. Like the oh. 4 to 6 like stuck in a room, like they're like living like basically across from the conference hall that they have to go work in. The one that she was telling me about, like there's a video on YouTube that you can go check out where the founder of Operation Shamrock walks through a building in I think it's in Cambodia. It's actually legit like across the street from the freaking U.S. embassy, but they had just shut one down. There was, I don't know how big this one is, but one of the complexes they shut down was like 35 freaking buildings. This one in particular was actually being run by, I don't know if this was the one, but one of them was being run by a mayor who was actually a Chinese official that went down to like Cambodia and got elected. So that way he could implement this crypto scheme.
God damn. It's incredible. Wow.
Dude, it's nuts. So yeah, check out if you want to have some empathy for, I know, probably not the thing you want to have, but like if you want to see the other side of what's going on with all these scammers, man, it's really kind of eye-opening.
Wow. I had no idea. That's fascinating.
I'm glad it wasn't just me, because that was shocking to hear that. They're talking to a guy who's like got tricked out there from like Uganda. Like, I guess they stick you on a plane. They pick you up at the airport. They take away your passport. And then they fucking lock you in a room and then you're done. And if you don't make enough sales, quote unquote, you don't eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Fucking awful. Wow.
Jeez.
Sorry to kill the mood. Not the cows right kill the room.
Hey, man, we're all laughing and joking and having a good time. And then Cal comes in here and just slaps us with a nice salmon of reality.
Traffic. All right. Well, now let's talk about a fun story. How about?
Wow. I feel like a dick to talk about a fun story now. Like,
well, we could talk more about that if you want, but
it's not fun after that conversation. Well, jeez.
If you liked human trafficking, you'll love our bestiality segment. All right. So
yes. Yes. Dog is not on the menu.
Oh God. The only person who should be scared right now is the person whose name is literally an animal.
It's bear.
All right, let's talk about some news or something. How about? Okay. Oh, we used to have one of those, didn't we?
Yeah.
What happened to that soundbite? Dude, I lost like half of the songs that you made too. I used to have a library of them, but I was trying to dig them up the other day.
A lot of them became what we realized were illegal.
Oh yeah, I didn't want to like share them. I just wanted to listen to them. I think they are great ringtones. In fact, actually, your call ringtone for me is still that Loser remake that you made.
That's fucking hilarious, by the way.
Right?
How many seconds can I sing illegally? I'm a loser, baby.
I don't know how that actually works. Why don't you just keep going? We'll see when they send the cease and desist letter. All right, so big stories this week. We definitely had FOMC. Was anybody surprised that Powell didn't cut?
No.
shocked, I say.
No, did anybody watch the thing that he did with Trump, where Trump was like looking over, they were doing the inspections of the renovations, and he's like $3.1 million over budget, and he hands Powell the bill of the renovation estimate.
I did not watch that, no.
No? Oh, my God. Go look that up on Twitter. I'll post a link to that. But so, yeah, Trump was not pleased with Powell's decision. This time, though, I think for the first time in 30 years, there were two dissenting Fed members. Normally, they're pretty lockstep on this stuff, I guess. But
I do remember seeing that with some people, some speculation that, you know, they're trying to signal the, hey, we're interested in the job after Powell.
That's what it looked like to me. Exactly. Right. That's what I was trying to hint at without coming out and saying. Trump has actually gone out, though, I think most recently, and he's calling for the Board of Governors to overthrow Powell and install a new governor.
He's openly calling for a Fed coup?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I don't know if he understands, but like the Fed is already like a consensus group. Like, isn't that how that works? Like, don't they all agree that this is the direction that they're going at these meetings? I don't think Powell's like dictating it.
Yeah, he was voted to be the head guy.
No, the president nominated him. And that's the funny one is my understanding is it was Trump that nominated Powell to be the Fed chair back in 2016.
Yeah. Yep.
Or 17 or.
Yeah. I think that's the benefit of being independent from political pressures. As soon as you get the job, you don't have to cater anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess technically the governors could vote him out, couldn't they?
I don't know how that actually works, but I don't like. If you're trying to say that they're not doing what you want, but when 7-2 they voted to not raise rates.
Oh, yeah. No, they're clearly not going to vote them out.
Yes, but, right.
But they could. They could. Like, they have that ability, right?
I would imagine, but I don't know that they want to set that kind of precedent either, unless there's something like.
Who knows? Who knows?
I don't know. But I got to say, this Trump Powell thing has really been. Really been kind of amazing. Fun to watch. Yes. Like, I don't know if you remember back in 2017 or 18 or whatever it was when he stopped trying to do the quantitative easing and Trump put a stop to that with a tweet.
Powell's, I remember that.
Powell's growing up, I think. He just does not seem to give a shit anymore these days.
I did see the news conference where Powell was correcting Trump in real time. It was like, no. No, that's not what. No, that is not what. No.
The one where he says you add an extra building. That's what you. This is three buildings. That building was paid for 5 years ago. That's exactly what I was talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah. I did see that clip. That was entertaining.
I just love seeing the AI generated ones with a Powell. It looks like it's Powell up there, but somebody sped it in a nice script, and they generally end with something along the lines of, oh, and by the way. Fuck your
puss. Jesus. All right. Anybody have anything else on FOMC? Did you guys trade it? I didn't.
No, I definitely did not trade the FOMC. No?
I stay the fuck away from FOMC.
No, I was elsewhere that day. Mm-hmm. Quite intentionally. Happily intentionally.
Let's see then. What other stories we got on the bank? So this one popped up on my radar, but only because I misread it. So Panama had filed a lawsuit against the owners of the ports at the center of the U.S.-China struggle over the two ports that control the Panama Canal. They had basically said they were going to refuse the agreement unless Costco was given a vetoing interest in the deal.
Wait, Costco like the place I go and buy giant packs of ramen from?
That's what I thought.
Well, or no, it's probably Costco, COSCO.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Chinese National Shipping Company.
I spent an inordinate amount of time trying to decipher why Costco would be having, they would want them to have a veto holding member of this takeover consortium.
Like, holy shit, we're getting to that Demolition Man future pretty quick. Like, these corporations, damn.
Yeah.
But still, having a company be having veto power in like a governing capacity.
You gotta say Panama's a little annoyed that there's a bunch of two superpowers basically fighting for control over their assets.
Yeah.
I don't think they're quite thrilled about that.
I said, no, I get to use Roy's backyard.
Right. Meanwhile, Roy's sitting over there like
wait, it's my yard, guys.
Can I have my pool back?
Right.
But not Costco. Costco.
The giant conglomerate. Right?
Yeah, the giant Chinese shipping group. It makes sense that they probably want them to be involved.
It's almost certainly probably owned by the Chinese government.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. Not this doesn't have nothing to do with the hot dogs. Only shipping.
Only shipping.
Yeah. Which I kind of laugh because the ladders that I buy at Costco are made by Costco.
Whoa. You just broke my brain.
At Costco. Whoa. Well.
Yep. Yep.
We just ended China Shop Inception.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. There actually is some more Fed news, if you want to touch back on that one. I just saw today.
Keep going.
Who was that?
Yeah. So one of the Fed governors, Adriana Kugler, resigned today.
Oh, whoa. I did see that headline.
And they're all exciting. It's like,
get ahead of a blackmail story.
Do not get me going on Epstein or Baldoni again. All right, sorry. What were you saying there? Did they say why she resigned?
No, they don't say why she resigned. I'm actually reading the press release on the Fed's website, FederalReserve.gov. And just says she resigned, held multiple positions, and she's going back to being a full-time professor at Georgetown.
She's getting ahead of the Coldplay concert footage before it comes out.
Oh no. Is that who you went with?
She's getting ahead of it.
Oh no. Now I identify Dan's inside source.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, that, so that means that Trump should get to nominate another replacement, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. That's got some people excited that Trump's going to get to, you know, an out of cycle replacement nomination.
So that'll get him to 3 votes then. So he's getting closer to his majority for getting some rate cuts going.
For ousting Powell. Okay. Well,
All right. Let's see what else we got on here. Yeah, so that should get him a little bit closer to the to getting one extra vote there. What about the jobs report? Are you guys paying any attention to that?
I heard somebody got fired over it.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah,
that's the rumor running around on X this afternoon.
Yeah.
Is that Trump went to the BLS, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, and said fire the director, whoever signed off on that report.
Ready to nerd out on the tech shaping tomorrow? Voices of Blockchain, the official podcast of Boston Blockchain Week 2025, is back for season 2. We're featuring pioneers rocking Web3, AI, and blockchain innovation. So get the scoop on the people powering the next wave of innovation by subscribing now wherever you get your podcasts. And join us for the fun in September at bostonblockchainweek.com for the killer talks, epic vibes, and top-tier networking. And if you happen to run into me or my wife, come see us, because we probably have unused drink tickets. Eric, why should people listen to season 2?
I'm really excited for season 2 because what's interesting is that we talked about the founding of America. You know, we set that foundation. And now we're going to watch America try and build a house that will become divided and burned down.
And, we're going to watch them fail spectacularly.
Yeah, we're going to watch them fail spectacularly. It's going to end with the nation ripping itself apart, the founding of the best Virginia, and, you know, the suspending of habeas corpus. about as Boston getting. But what's going to be cool is what emerges from season 2 is the foundation for the world's largest, most advanced economy.
You visit the website, buckstartsherepodcast.com, to stay up to date. We'll see you all next week.
Longtime fans of the show should be familiar with the lender formerly known as Sue Pullen, and I'm pleased to announce that she's back, fresh off a rebrand and ready to help as Sue Mackey. Sue is a certified mortgage advisor at Fairway Independent Mortgage, an equal housing lender who focuses on finding the right product for you and your needs. She has over 20 years of experience helping thousands of homeowners. Whether it's purchasing, refinancing, or even a reverse mortgage, Sue will help. Sue's licensed in 36 states now, so reach out and let Sue Mackey it happen for you. The best way to reach her is just give her a call at 520-977-7904 or in an email, spullen@fairwaymc.com. Fairway Independent Mortgage has an MLS number of 2289. Sue Mackey has an MLS number of 206048. That email again, spullen@fairwaymc.com, and that phone number is 520-977-7904. Shoot Sue an email and let her know she needs to update that address.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What did you hear, Dan?
It's the exact same thing. The BLS commissioner got fired after the weak jobs report.
Jeez. Was it because of the is so far off of expectations or what?
I honestly think you have a guy who has a corporate mindset going through government like a business, and it just doesn't fit. Like, the guy's reporting data, he's not reporting how well the company's doing. So I think he's just getting fired because that's like the Trump leadership style. I think Trump just has too many yes.
You need to get your numbers up.
Yeah, right. It's a
But I mean, the BLS numbers have always been bullshit.
I know, numbers. Right? Yeah, like I guess maybe they're getting mad at him for not lying well enough. We'll just revise it later,
right? For giving the wrong bullshit numbers. Yeah. Because that's what they do. They always publish bullshit numbers, and that makes the headline. And everybody's like, "Oh yeah." I mean, I remember like last summer coming into the election. You know, we got all these magical, wonderful labor reports going, "Oh yeah, the economy's doing great, employment's up, blah blah blah," and then in fine print at the bottom would be like, "Yeah, and we revised 3 months ago numbers to actually be like -7%, not +4%.
Yeah, we talked a lot about the revisions, I think, during those COVID days.
Everybody knows that the current numbers are complete political BS, and apparently this guy wasn't putting up the right political BS numbers. I don't know.
I gotta find this story. What was the...
okay, well let's assume, let's examine for a second, like, what if the guy did the best fucking job he could with the numbers? Like, what if the numbers are so bad and he dressed them up and they he already put lipstick on the pig and dressed it the fuck up, and now they're like, "Oh, you're fired," and he's like, "Oh shit, well, sorry." Like, what do you want me to do?
I think your dress wouldn't fit that big.
Probably would have had a bigger down day today if that was the truth. If that's what happened.
I mean, even American Eagle can't make jeans that'll like make that pig look good.
Oh no, you're not going to bring up that one, too, are you?
Yeah.
But you didn't say it right. It's Jane. Jane.
Jane.
I've got good Jane. Jane.
I don't even recall seeing any jeans in the ad, honestly.
I mean, who's watching that ad for jeans, huh?
Did you see Ronnie Chang's spoof of it?
No.
It's just him trying to buttoning him up, and then when it gets up to the top shot of him, and it's him, and he's like, "Asians are the best."
Man,
Ronnie Chang's a national treasure.
Well,
okay. Here's something that's not economic related, but I just want to talk to you guys about it because I saw it and I have no one else to talk to anymore these days.
Wow.
Sorry,
Tyler. It's all right. You guys are my friends.
All right. Let's do it.
Did you guys see that?
Definitely not imaginary.
Did you guys see the Russian units that literally like shot their commanders so they could surrender to Ukrainian forces?
No, I did not see.
Like,
that.
They were given like this ridiculous suicide mission, and they just straight up shot the commander and like, "Nope, we're surrendering. That's it.
We would rather defect."
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not the first time this happened either.
Really?
Or at least that it's been reported. Yeah. Dude, I think Russia's losing this war, man. Like,
fighting is a long-standing military tradition when you have idiots in charge.
I think the Russian casualties are estimated to be over 1 million at this point. Like, I think Russia might actually be losing that war.
Not surprised.
Wow. I mean, at some point, the international sanctions, even with all their workarounds, they still got to be a slow drain. And you can lie to people for a long time before the cold reality hits in. Like, those guys aren't coming back. They're disappearing.
Right.
Like, these men are disappearing. Yeah. Like, they can't, they can't hide that forever.
Right. And, the hundreds of millions of dollars of equipment, tanks and trucks.
Everything else
that it was lost.
They say too that they opened up like an actual like, what kind of line it was, but it was some kind of transit line between Pyongyang and somewhere in Russia to allow easier flow transportation between the two.
Interesting.
I know that Russia has been using North Koreans on the front line for a little bit now. Yeah, dude, it's a good way to get experience if you want to learn how to fight in the 21st century. Send some troops over there and go see how things are done.
Is that what we're calling it?
I really think that's what they're doing. I think he's trying to get some experience for his troops. At least the 30% that come home.
I was going to say, I figured he was just selling them out for cash.
Yeah, he's probably doing a little bit of that too.
What reality do we live in? And I just said that and it didn't sound weird. It bothers me.
Nothing like a nice, lighthearted episode to get us through the weekend.
Yeah. Well, you started it off with that. I don't even remember what that story was. That was so depressing, Kyle.
The human trafficking. Yeah, let's not forget that.
Oh, that was just the arc that I've been going on doing Boston Blockchain this year.
The human trafficking. It's like, would you rather be human trafficked to run crypto scams or go to the front lines of Ukraine and play, dodgeball?
Oh, which side am I on?
the wrong side.
The losing side, Kyle. The losing side.
Which side is that? I think I'd rather be a Ukrainian on that front line than a Russian.
Yeah, definitely rather be Ukrainian on that front.
But I think I'd rather be the Russian general.
I do imagine the vodka and caviar is much better as a Russian general than as a Ukrainian general.
Yeah, but you have that problem. Look, and I don't know if this is intrinsic about their military training, but there are very dangerous windows in Russia, and you fall. They fall, right?
Russian generals fall in windows.
even their planes, I think, are pretty dangerous. Didn't Pogotkin or whatever his name was? I think he fell out of a plane.
Well, some of those vodka
don't take a window seat to a Russian plane. Yeah,
look, some of those Russian vodka bottles are designed to be opened at sea level, and if you open them in the air, it actually causes an implosion. It's very dangerous stuff. So I can only imagine it was his own alcoholism that killed him.
And then that vodka bottle fell down over somewhere over Australia. And then we got a new movie. What was the name of that movie?
The Gods Must Be Crazy.
The Coke Bottle.
I can't believe you recognized that movie so quickly, Dan. I'm so proud of you right now.
That movie is a big part of my childhood.
Right? They just played it a lot on Comedy Central or something, right? Because I think I watched that movie more times than I should have.
My family owned it on VHS when I was like 8 years old.
Okay, so it was like your Princess Bride.
Well, we had that too, but...
you gotta give the Betamax player a break.
What's that?
They said every once in a while you gotta give the Betamax player a break.
We never had a Betamax player. I was never that old. We had the VCR.
You just VHS, right?
Yeah, that's what we had. Did you have one of those automatic rewinder things for Blockbuster?
Oh, God.
Rewind. Please rewind.
The high speed rewinder, so you spent $5 for it, I think.
You don't have to pay. Otherwise, they were charging.
Yeah. I think paid for itself after the first week.
I remember my dad selling the family, aka my mom, on the cost of the rewinder by saying the VCR won't wear out as fast because if we use the VCR rewind.
That's right, dude. That must have been propaganda.
That's absolutely what they did. They're like, don't wear out your VCR, buy a rewinding tape.
That was the same argument they had said in our, yes.
That's pretty marketing. Come on.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're going to bring that one back.
Rewind your digital files. You know what? That's a common problem people have with home computing these days, is their files aren't properly rewound, and they need to download my software, which I'll sell them, will work for $4.99 mm-hmm. a month. They can reset all their files.
Yeah, and over the next 30 minutes, and we'll throw in a free DVD rewinder.
Please let us see.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, yeah. Bear gets it. use the code 2BULLS at checkout. You'll save 25%.
Oh, jeez. All right. I'm looking through the news. I don't really see anything else that's like sticking out to me other than more tariff shit. I mean, there's some stuff going on with India, threatening them against buying Russian oil. There may be some more tariffs being levied on them, but that's the only thing I really see popping up.
Yeah, I saw that the French wine industry is saying that there's going to be a brutal impact from the tariffs on wine. Really? They're going to have
French were complaining about the trade deal overall. They were complaining to the EU, saying that they needed to retaliate against U.S. services. I think there's some clause that they wanted to trigger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not shocked.
Right.
I mean, think about how much alcohol the United States still consumes, and a lot of that is French wines. Like, I can't imagine we are a small, insignificant amount of the wine they export, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
it's gonna be a big impact. They can't be happy.
It's funny because wouldn't those tariffs help California sell more wine?
Yeah, California, Washington wines.
Right.
I mean, unless you're, and it's the fucking, and it is wine people. So they'll probably, a lot, the people that can afford the tariffs, they'll be like, oh, well, the fancy French wine. That's right. Yes, I'm rich. I can buy the French wine.
It'll just taste 15% better.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Right. French wine tastes good because it's expensive. It tastes like money.
Well, you know, it's just going to cause their collections to appreciate. They're like, oh, my 14 cases of Chateau de Rothschild are now worth 20% more.
How long does it take to get wine shipped over here? If we could beat the tariffs, that might be a good investment.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're about a year late for that, buddy.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Let's buy some grapes. Hear me out. I've not been watching too much Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
No joke, though. I did buy like 6 liters of olive oil at Costco when they were cheap.
Smart.
And yeah. I've been watching the prices go up and up and up and up, and just like, yep, I'll outlast the tariffs.
I could probably buy an extra bottle now that you're mentioning that. All right, put that on a shopping list for Sunday.
That's actually a good idea. Hey, yeah, if you haven't been out shopping yet, it's probably good. I want to get out there before the 7th?
I literally
Ooh, this episode comes out. This episode comes out on the 8th too. I'm sorry, guys. Too late.
I don't really use olive oil anyway.
Kyle, I've got a freezer at my house.
Yeah.
Full of Italian and French cheeses.
Ooh, do you have any Gouda? Yeah.
I do actually have a little Gouda in there.
Why do you want to freeze those? Is it okay to freeze those?
No, you can't freeze Gouda. I've got a little Gouda in my fridge. But I've got Gruyere and Parmesan. I've got two shelves just full. I'm going to outlast these tariffs. Yeah, it's going to happen.
how big of a supply of cheese do you have right now? Like, how long do you think this is going to last you?
Okay, truthfully, I've got about 2 months of Parmesan. I've got a year and a half of Gruyere, but my Parmesan consumption is so high that I would have to fill a freezer completely full to be able to outlast it.
How much Parmesan do you go through on a weekly basis?
Parmesan's so good, man.
You put that
on everything.
I put it in salad wraps. I put it in pasta. I put it on my pizzas. Sometimes I just eat it as a snack. Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes I give it to my cat as a special treat.
Oh my God, yes, my cat is a Parmesan right? whore. If he mm-hmm. sees or hears the bag, he comes running.
Thought about yeah. that.
Any cheese my cat's after. Really loves Kobe Jack too.
Kobe Jack.
Yeah.
my cat would turn his nose up at Kobe Jack. Yeah. What? So anyway,
your cat is a snob.
Your cat's a cheese snob.
He is. He likes cheddars and parmesans. He really likes hard cheeses.
What about like a piece of like the slice of cheese that they put on an egg McMuffin?
No, he does not like American cheese. He will not eat.
See, my cat loves the McDonald's cheese.
All right.
Yeah.
Here you go. Here's some hickory smoked Parmesan. How's that?
Boom. Tillamook. Yeah, that's the good shit.
Oh, that's the good shit. Oh yeah.
Sign me up.
Have any of you guys ever found the there's like a Monterey, like it's like a some kind, I think it's like a white cheddar, but it has horseradish mixed into it. It is amazing. Oh, like yeah, turkey. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Folks, if you're just joining us, this is the Cheese Hour with Kyle, yes. Bear, and Dan.
So, tell me more about this cottage cheese. Is this cheese that's made into cottage? Or?
Yeah. Where does that come from? What's crazy, Kyle, is I know exactly that horseradish cheese you're talking about. Jamie Lynn.
You rang.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's a different one. Okay. I think it was a boar's head version that I was getting before.
Wildly horseradish.
Oh, man, that cheese is so good.
Dude, my cheese stash is deep, man. I'm not joking. I don't mess around with cheese. I'm telling you.
Have you, there's a smoked baby Swiss that I used to get at Walmart when I worked there 20 years ago that used to go so good on a chicken strip, like fresh out of the fryer. Mm-hmm. The cheese would just melt on it. Man, I used to sell so much of that cheese, giving away samples of that to people.
One for you, two for me.
Right?
Oh, you want a sample of cheese? Oh, good. One for you, two for me.
It's actually not a joke. I did actually feed myself at that Walmart.
Yeah.
That's just called being smart.
Yeah. Well, that's Walmart supporting a vet. Thank you, guys.
There you go. I'm gonna have to call out the fact that when you worked at Walmart, you were not a vet at the time.
Oh, that's a good point. That's a good point. I was in the delayed entry program.
Like you,
I was quite the veteran of the cart crew, Dan. I don't know if you remember that.
I do. Oh man, the cart crew in that fucking brutal heat, man. Oh, how did you do it?
Well, we got in trouble a lot for doing things like we bought a swimming pool and put it out in the garden center to try to use like one of those ones they sell in the store.
Oh, good Lord.
We bought bed sheets once and turned them into turbines, and the managers really did not like that because we look like, like we're Arabians running around the parking lot.
You were just recreating Lawrence of Arabia. That's all.
This was also like legit, like either right after or just before September 11th.
Kyle, you worked there when September 11th happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
This was at that same time, right?
I think it was before that because I was in the deli when that happened. That was when I was on cart crew. So I think it was before that, but.
It was, yeah. It would have been before 9/11, just before. What a weird timeline to be like, oh, yeah. Before 9/11, after 9/11.
Yeah, remember when? Oh God, did you see the new Ollie Sunnies that are going out? Like, I think they have the one out there now where they're trying to educate the kid. That was the Abbott crossover, right? They're trying to educate the kids about September 11th.
Yeah. God damn.
I didn't see the Abbott Elementary one, but I saw the Always Sunny side of it.
That's funny. I haven't seen the Always Sunny side of it. I've only seen the Abbott Elementary side of it. Oh, fucking beautiful. All right. I'm getting my wife caught up on Always Sunny right now before watching the new season. So we're on season 11. We just watched the McPoyle Ponderosa Trial of the Century.
Oh, season 10 is my favorite. Is that the one that has the mac and cheese episode when they go out in the suburbs?
Yeah. Max famous mac and cheese.
Yes. And then the
out today, isn't it? Is it Lally?
Also the Family Feud episode is also my other favorite. I think I showed my grandpa that one right before he passed. He loved that episode.
Oh, well, right? So you don't have to know the show. You can just know the game show, and it's hilarious.
Right.
You could just be a fan of Family Feud, and that's a fucking funny episode.
Dude, I mean, if it's a fart button too. I mean, come on. Like,
oh, hey, by the way,
fart buttons are funny.
This afternoon, my wife and I went and saw the new Naked Gun movie with Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson.
Dude, that was just blowing my mind that Liam Neeson is playing Leslie Nielsen's role. I was like, ah, man, am I high or is this like an awesome coincidence?
He literally is playing Frank Drebin Jr. Yeah, Leslie Nielsen. Yes, there's...
And?
It is phenomenal.
Do I need to go see it?
I laughed my ass off the whole time. Now, caveat, wow. I did have an edible beforehand, but...
Okay, fair enough. What dosage should we be looking for if we're going to see it?
At least 20 milligrams. No.
Ooh, it's a 20? That's not a good movie.
No, that's what I took, just in general.
Okay.
No, I don't know what the milligrams was because I do that Everclear tincture. So it's...
Oh, you could be careful of that stuff.
Yeah, it's really super strong. Anyway. The jokes are rapid fire. It very much satirizes the modern action and cop procedurals in the same way, in the same vein and spirit of the original. So you have a lot of really nice. Fun wordplay. Yeah. You have a lot of really goofy visual gags. It's every
like
actor
an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. In the same vein. Yeah. And every actor does a phenomenal job of meaning it, right? Like no one, like the original Naked Gun, the comedy is they're all playing it straight, but it's a ridiculous situation, right? They live up to that. Like it's they fucking nailed it out of the park in my book.
Who plays?
At one point, Jamie Lynn said her stomach was hurting. She was laughing so hard.
Oh, that's okay. Jamie Lynn was laughing too. That's even better news. How many edibles did she eat?
She was not on edibles.
Oh, okay.
None.
That's
yeah.
That's all. That's okay. All right. Who played O.J. Simpson's role?
Oh God.
I don't remember.
Puff Daddy.
There was only one gag. There was only one gag. It's actually in the trailer, so I don't mind telling you. Like when when Liam Neeson goes and sees Leslie Nielsen's picture and he's like talking to him, he's like, "Hey, Dad, I hope you're proud of me," right? And then it cuts to the next guy and he's talking to the picture of the co-star from The Naked Gun, like, "Hey, Dad, I hope you're proud of me. I really sure miss you." And then it like cuts to OJ's picture and then it cuts to the young black kid and he just shakes his head and goes, "No." And then they just
That's a pretty good gag. All right.
They never bring it up again in the movie. So anyway, brilliant stuff. Pamela Anderson, still a bombshell. Great comedy timing. There was a scene I was telling Jamie Lynn that I felt like it's a PG-13, but I was like, when I was a kid, that would have been way too graphic. Like that was an R-rated joke right there. Hilarious stuff.
Dude, go watch. What was that striptease movie with the girl from the Saved by the Bell? Like that was an NC-17 movie when we were kids.
Oh God! It's like nothing you watch to it that. Now, it's like oh, what, yeah. There's tits. Like what's the big deal here?
Yeah.
Like what?
Right. Wow, I've watched worse on The Wire.
Right. Pretty much, yeah.
All right, well, we're getting to the point where I think we can say we made a successful show. What do you guys think?
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
All right. Well, maybe we should wrap things up then. Maybe we should get everybody off to bed. I don't know. What do you guys say? Should we say goodnight?
Oh, well, depends on how you say goodnight.
How would you say goodnight, Dan, if it was up to you?
Well, I'd probably... have a piano queued up to sing a song and pretend like it was going to be all serious, but then sing something ridiculous. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
I can just imagine that right now. Yeah, that would have been amazing if we had done that.
Yeah. Can we all just imagine that I did that? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. I'm good.
Yeah, just imagine I did that.
Well, thank you, Dan, for playing us out. So amazing. Off the cuff, too. Really, man, that was amazing. Yeah. We'll be back soon with another exciting episode.
You're welcome.
Until that day, like, share, subscribe, all the things, and have a green week.
This podcast is intended for informational and educational purposes only, does not constitute financial or investment advice, and should not be construed as such. The hosts, guests, and contributors of this podcast are not licensed financial advisors, brokers, or professionals. Any trading or investment decisions made based on the content of this podcast are solely at the listener's discretion and risk. Trading and investing in financial markets carry inherent risks, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Listeners should conduct their own research and seek advice from qualified financial professionals before making any financial decisions. The views, opinions, and information shared in this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not necessarily reflect the views or policies of the podcast creators or associated organizations.
Produced by China Shop Productions.